W.H. Spock's who called Hunter Biden laptop Russian misinformation once conservative news outlets policed for misinformation. By Joel B. Polak on July 21, 2021. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield, who told reporters in 2020 that Hunter Biden laptop stories were Russian misinformation, accused conservative news outlets Tuesday of misinformation on vaccines. During an appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Bedingfield told host Mika Brzezinski that there are conservative news outlets creating irresponsible content sharing misinformation about the virus, and that social media platforms should be held accountable for allowing them to do so. She did not name the specific conservative news outlets. In October 2020, Bedingfield, serving as deputy campaign manager and communications director for Joe Biden, told reporters that stories about Hunter Biden's laptop were Russian misinformation. She accused President Donald Trump specifically. "I think we need to be very, very clear that what he is doing here is amplifying Russian misinformation." The Biden campaign applauded social media companies like Twitter and Facebook for suppressing stories about the laptop, and even blocking the news outlets that published those stories, though the stories later turned out to be true. After the campaign, Hunter Biden revealed that he was the target of an FBI investigation. Stories continued to emerge from the laptop, based on emails and documents that reveal the web of Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, and Joe Biden's connection to some of them, contradicting his claims not to know about his family's business dealings. Hunter Biden has never denied the authenticity of the laptop, which he took to a repair store in Delaware and abandoned. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.